Hello, this is Susan Smith-Jones, and I'm so happy that you're joining me today on this great adventure towards achieving greater health, happiness, and balanced living. This book, Invest in Yourself with Exercise, is a result of decades of research and over 30 years teaching at UCLA, giving workshops and lectures worldwide, and personally working with countless clients in my private practice. After listening to this book, my hope is that you will feel motivated, inspired, and empowered to start or upgrade your exercise program so you can add years of fulfillment, vibrant health, and peace of mind into your life. Now, before I start this book, I want to introduce you to David Craddock, who wrote the foreword. I think you'll be inspired by what you hear and how he made monumental changes in his health, vitality, and even his business life by making simple, practical wellness changes in his lifestyle. I have asked David to read his own foreword so you can hear his personal story in his own voice. So thank you, David. Please take it away.
Thank you, Susan, for that kind introduction. Henry David Thoreau said, "An early morning walk is a blessing for the whole day." When Dr. Susan asked me if I would write the foreword for her book, Invest in Yourself with Exercise, I was delighted. For years, she has been my holistic health guru and coach, teaching me how to create vibrant health and get fit and strong. As a result, I now feel about 30 years younger than I did just a few years ago, and people tell me that I look better than I have in decades. My work with Susan has given me the fountain of youth and vitality. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me start back at the beginning. It was June 2009, when my health seemed to be at an all-time low. In England, where I live, I focused much of my time on my career and didn't put time into my health needs. I had terrible allergies. They plagued me for 30 years, and I definitely needed to lose lots of weight. I didn't know where to turn for the holistic help I desired. There's a saying that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. One day I was talking with my mother, Marjorie, about my health issues. As always, in her positive approach to life, she said to me, "You will find the answers you seek." That same day, I got in the mail some information about a 3-day holistic health conference that would be held in London, featuring many world-renowned health and human potential speakers. They were all experts in their fields from around the world, but the only one that truly caught my attention was the speaker, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. She was giving 3 presentations on all aspects of healing and rejuvenating the body, mind, and spirit, and I knew at that moment that I needed to attend. Before I got this conference information, I had already known about Susan's work. Marjorie and I had been reading many of her articles in magazines in the UK and America. We had a couple of her many books. And I saw her on a TV talk show when I was on a work assignment in New York City. On a few occasions, we even heard her on BBC radio talk shows in the UK and saw her on some British TV talk shows. We always enjoyed her holistic, practical, and positive approach to wellness, balanced living, and creating our best lives. Marjorie and I attended the conference together in London and were not disappointed. Susan's 3 presentations were life-changing for us. One was about fitness and simple, practical ways to create a strong, lean body and how to stay motivated to exercise for life. Another one of her talks was about nutrition and how to fuel the body with the healthiest foods and break unhealthy food habits. And her 3rd presentation was all about the essential healthy living extras, as Susan would always refer to them, the other wellness components that can make a profound difference in how we look and feel, such as sleep, water hydration, stress reduction, meditation, positive relationships, an attitude of gratitude, and more. I couldn't get enough of her talks. Throughout all three, I was taking copious notes as I sat in the front row each time. During the question and answer sessions of each talk, I was always the first person to raise my hand and seek to get clarification of things she discussed. Susan was always patient, thoughtful, and sensitive to my questions and other people's questions in the room. It was clear with her three standing ovations that everyone else in the room appreciated her three talks as much as I did. At the end of the third presentation, I asked Susan if she would be willing to meet with me privately in the lecture hall after everyone left to talk about some of my health concerns and possibly even agree to work with me. During that first session with her, I knew for sure that I was guided to the best teacher for me. Susan is knowledgeable and kind, has a wonderful sense of humour, and knows how to inspire, motivate, and empower her clients. When I asked if she would agree to coach me on how to get healthy and fit, she agreed and suggested that I fly to Santa Monica, Los Angeles, with Marjorie the following January 2010 to start the year off with a positive commitment to health and youthful vitality, she said. This trip and time with Susan turned out to be a godsend for Marjorie and for me. For 2 weeks, we stayed at a hotel on the Bluff in Santa Monica, and every day and evening, Susan worked with both Marjorie, she was 80, and with me, teaching us about all the principles and practices of a healthy lifestyle. I needed to lose weight and get healthy, and Marjorie needed to gain weight and become mobile again. Marjorie arrived in a wheelchair, barely able to walk on her own, and I resolved to achieve significant improvement in my health and was open to any guidance Susan would be giving me. On day one, Susan took both of us to the hotel's fully loaded gym to do weight training and use the aerobic equipment, which we did every day we were there. She took me hiking in the mountains of Santa Monica, for long walks on the beach, and taught us many other enjoyable ways to exercise that were actually pleasurable, such as exercising in the swimming pool in the beautiful sunshine of Santa Monica, quite different from England's cold weather. All the time, she would talk to us both with great detail about why we should and should not do things a certain way. And yes, I continued to take loads of notes daily. Susan showed us how to order off restaurant menus for healthy selections, how to shop at grocery stores for the healthiest foods, made sure we were well hydrated and slept 8 hours each night, and she made the process of getting healthy really fun. One of my favourite exercises in the gym is the rowing machine. Susan taught me how to row with good form to prevent injury and to get the maximum benefits. And now I row several times weekly. It's my favourite aerobic activity in the gym because it's great as a cardio workout, but it's also an excellent endurance and strength builder. When we arrived in Los Angeles, Susan promised that she would give us both her recipe for the Fountain of Youth and teach us how to maintain it when we got back home to England. Well, she did accomplish this and so much more. Marjorie arrived in Santa Monica unable to walk without assistance. And yet 14 days later, Marjorie built up to walking 3 miles a day without help and was gobsmacked at how great she felt. In fact, she didn't want to leave Susan or the sunshine. Marjorie had never stepped foot in a gym before this trip, and she grew to love the weight training because she could see her strength increasing by the day. Susan patiently helped her feel comfortable with the weights and the aerobic machines and watched her every movement. Mum was over the moon with joy and vitality when she left and had gained the 6 pounds, exactly what she needed. Oh, by the way, when we got back to England, Marjorie joined our local gym and kept weight training regularly. In fact, the local newspaper in our town in England wrote an article about Marjorie and her weight training, as she was the oldest member of the gym. When I arrived under Susan's holistic care on the first day after weight training, I noticed how tired I felt after our 1 mile jog. By the last few days, I was weight training for 1 hour, hiking the steep mountains in Santa Monica for 3 hours with Susan, and jogging on the soft sand of the beach for another workout, all in the same day. In between these arduous workouts, we would stretch often to increase flexibility. Susan introduced me to something called myofascial trigger point therapy on my body. From constantly sitting at my desk, in my car, on trains and in aeroplanes, without ever doing any stretching and other flexibility exercises, she said I had many palpable nodules in taut bands of muscle fibres, and these knots are an identifiable source of pain in my muscles and are affecting so many areas of my body, including my posture. After only 3 sessions with Susan on my many trigger points, I no longer felt any pain in my back and shoulders that I had been experiencing for a few years. Another one of her promises to me was that if I would follow her allergy program for 4 months when I got home, I would be rid of my allergies for good after 30 years of this annoyance. She was right. Within just under 4 months of taking some nutritional supplements and cleaning up my diet, keeping more hydrated and getting more sleep, my allergies were gone and they have never returned. I returned back to England 13 pounds lighter in 14 days, and we ate all day long. It was like a miracle to me. I learned a whole new way of eating, choosing delicious, high-fibre, nutrient-rich foods. Those 2 weeks under Susan's guidance changed my health and my life for the better. Since my visit with Susan in 2010, I have continued with her healthy living programme, and she checks in with me regularly to fine-tune my personal plan of action. I can honestly say that I've never felt better in my life than I do right now. Presently, I eat a clean, healthy, lean diet and choose organic foods whenever possible. It's easy to order at restaurants now because most menus have healthy alternatives, or the chefs are willing and happy to prepare healthy dishes for me. Because of Susan's positive teachings, combined with my desire to stay healthy, happy, and strong and fit well into old age, I now usually work out in the local gym in town 4 or 6 days weekly. Susan even came over and helped me set up a home gym with some aerobic equipment. Yes, it includes a rower, a couple of benches, dumbbells and other machines. This way, when my schedule is really tight with work, conferences and meetings, I still have a place in my home to exercise. And now, when I travel to locations around the world to give my lectures and presentations and to meet with clients, I always take my fitness clothes to get in power walks or jogs. I find hotels that have in-house gyms, and I pack in my luggage exercise bands, which weigh next to nothing, that are simple to use in the hotel room. In all her wisdom, Susan always reminded me that, quote, when you commit to something like an exercise program, don't let your excuses get in the way. You must follow through on your commitment to fitness and arrange your personal circumstances so that your lifestyle totally supports your commitment. End quote. She'd often say to me, quote, do the things you need to do to order your life, eliminate non-essentials, and focus on what is important. End quote. Susan helped me to understand that if we don't have health, we lose our enjoyment and appreciation of life. Health is truly our greatest wealth. She taught me that I am the president and CEO of my body and life, and it's up to me to take great care of my body. Here's something she emphasized often to me. Quote, to become master of your outer life, you must first become master of your inner world, CEO of your mind. Teach your mind how to think differently, how to be calm, loving, courageous, and optimistic. The body reflects the mind and the mind reflects the spirit. All three are connected, and holistic health incorporates the loving care of the whole person. Eating healthy foods gives you a more positive attitude. Choosing to be grateful for your miraculous body makes it easier to exercise and get ample sleep at night. So, each day, make your health a top priority and take loving care of your body with nutritious foods, daily exercise, positive living habits, and a cheerful attitude. End quote. I will never forget her teachings, and now in my work with other people, I often share with them some of the health and life-enriching teachings I learned from Susan. So when she asked me if I would write the foreword for her book, it was my great pleasure. In the pages of this informative and uplifting book, you'll learn from Susan the importance of exercise for overall high-level wellness, how to get the most from your workouts, ways to stay motivated to exercise, tips to prevent exercise boredom, burnout and injury, the best exercises to look younger, bolster energy and lose weight, how to fight excess fat by mastering your metabolism, how to incorporate prayer walking to enhance mental and spiritual health, ways to turn dreams into reality, the power of choice, and much more. An investment in yourself and in your health, as Susan repeated to me often in our training and teaching sessions, is the best investment you can make. This book will inspire, motivate, and empower you too. To remind you of the words of Albert Schweitzer, each patient carries his own doctor inside him.